Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Leo May 2024 Astrology Horoscope Forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month for Leo, sizzling fame, fortune, and fulfillment. What is not to love there? We've got a ton of Aries placements. Cannot go wrong when you're a fire sign, when planets are moving through Aries. We'll talk a lot about that, plus all kinds of other things. I want to give you all the starry stories of this month to help you make it the best month possible. This is for you if Leo is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Leo placement that you have. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Leo friend, so birthdays around August 15th through the rest of the sign, or Leo placement 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Virgo report, as you very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So a couple of points to give the foundation so we can spring very vastly into the starry stories of the month. The first is that this is a robustly positive month from the perspective of the aspects. Aspects are mathematical connections that planets make with each other that are meaningful and affect us here on the Earth. So we have way more sweet aspects compared to salty ones this month. So that's always something to celebrate. We're also celebrating that we are getting out of eclipse season. Now, even though the Aries Libra eclipse cycle could have been profoundly positive for Leo after some drama, possibly, but ultimately it can turn out to be a very good thing for Leos because those eclipses make a fabulous aspect for you. It still is really stressful. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of heaviness. And so now in May, you're able to make more decisions from the things that came in March and April, and you'll have more clarity about the direction of the information that came in because April was completely retrograde. April 1st or April 25th, the fog of retrograde was so strong that even though there was all that Aries energy that made you want to do something, make you, you know, romping around like a bull in a china shop, there was this kind of limit around where you just were kind of bump in a very certain small space. But now you're starting to be freed, which is very exciting. You will notice it. You will feel it every day we go into May as we march towards May 14th. That's when the fog of the post-transit shadow period of Mercury retrograde completely lifts and opens for us the next beautiful open period in the stars from the middle of May to the middle of July. So you'll want to make the most of this period for doing important things because we have a very, very retrograde rest of the year. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com and look for my secret star portal. That's where I have my retrograde direct planning calendar if you're trying to navigate around these dicey stars ahead. But I can tell you for your purposes right now, if you're ready to launch something in the next couple of months, you're not going to have better stars for a while, and it will be kind of slim pickings for a while because next year is also an extra retrograde type of a time. So we want to make the most of it, which is great news because we have a ton of Aries energy. And not only does Aries give impetus to everybody, robust impetus, inspiration, motivation, oomph, zest, vitality, it's especially exciting for fire signs like Leo and me, Sag, because we get the 120-degree angle from all of these placements. So Mars, all this month, Hygieia, transiting North Node, Mercury, which had been in retrograde in Aries, which could have made it an especially good retrograde for you all, Chiron, Eris, those are longer-term movements. All of these are giving kisses to your Leo placement. And a kiss is a nice aspect. I mean, right? Everybody loves kisses. So when you get an astrological kiss, it's when the planets are speaking the same language and can give you something to benefit you. And when we're looking at a solar chart or an ascendant chart, you know, if you're watching for your rising sign, this is your natal transit. If you're watching for your sun sign, this is what's called a solar chart. It's a different chart than your natal, but it's still just as relevant. It's a layer on top of your natal transit story. But either way, this nine o'clock position, which is the ascendant, which is accentuated for all Leo placements with the Aries placements, has to do with your appearance, your vitality, your health, your vibrance. It has to do with what you put out into the world, how people know you. It has to do with everything having to do with your glory and fame and fulfillment and acknowledgement and sizzling energy. And it's very, very exciting. This is one of the three most exciting times of the year for Leos. You know, the Aries time, which usually is March and April, is kind of going a little bit longer because of the Mercury retrograde and because of the Mars transit. So we're getting extra goodies from this, you know, then like the August timeframe when the you know, July, August, and then the November, December, those tend to be the really hot, active times in the cosmos period, but specifically for fire signs because of the fire energies and the nice angles they make. Now let's talk about some layers, more layers about these Aries placements. So Aries energy accentuates for Leo the ninth house, and the ninth house is the Sagittarius house. The Sagittarius house rules long distance travel, immigration, international business. It rules different languages and cultures, and it rules teaching and learning, learning programs, education programs, you as a teacher, you bringing your work out, publishing, speaking, anything that puts you on a mountain looking at the broad view of something, able to see solutions and able to see the bigger picture. This is very bigger picture thinking, very widened perspective, and very horizon broadening. So all of these planets are seeking to broaden your horizons, bring a bigger picture, bring optimism, bring luck, because Jupiter, you know, rules the ninth house. So whenever you've got aspects moving through there, it can actually accentuate luck as well. And I know that all of this is good news because Leo people, specifically, especially the ones early, but it's not limited to you. I mean, this from the whole house perspective, all Leos have been feeling Pluto's entrance into Aquarius, which means if Pluto's been on the cusp of your first and seventh house. If you're looking at the YouTube view, you can see how the line here is darker. You see how these lines between the houses are lighter, and this line is darker. See how that's darker? These ones that have darker placements, those are the major cusps of the chart. So when you have an outer planet moving there, then you know that you're at a crossroads. So it has been putting Leo people at major crossroads, and sometimes bringing the element of death in or mortality has been coming up. And so I know that a lot of Leo placements have really been going through it in recent years as this has been trending. You know, Pluto is very slow moving, so these are cycles that are very long lasting. So I'm excited that all of this other stuff is being accentuated for you, giving you a break from this other just stuff. But yeah, so prepare to have your horizons broadened. And if you've got to do something regarding publishing or teaching or learning, you know, that's especially beneficial for all of these launch dates. But you can use it for anything: buying, selling, committing, contracts, events, engagements, weddings, all of that is extra great energy. Now let's talk about the Taurus energy. So the big three stars of the zodiac this month in the sky are Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, because that's where the planets are going to be. At the beginning of the month, we've got this pile up in Aries. These planets, Mercury, will move and join Venus and the Sun in Taurus. Jupiter's still there in Taurus a little longer. So let's talk about what Taurus energies are and then how they are for Leo. So Taurus is very stable. It's grounded. It's practical, which is very helpful that that's happening this month, because the Aries energy that's, profoundly influencing is not. It's, you know, come on, active and forward moving, and, you know, it's just a catalyst. It's an initiation. So there is some energy around this practical, long-term thinking, grounded kind of, let's be reasonable, let's think about things, let's breathe here in between all of this crazy stuff. And specifically for Leo, all of this Taurus energy, short and long-term, accentuates your 10th house of work and career and father figures and male energies in your life. Okay, so historically, these are male energies. They can identify as male energies, doesn't, you know, not necessarily having to be gender. It's just like that strong male force. And so you may notice that there are significant things occurring with males in your life that you're having to attend to. This is in a square. All of these Taurus things are in a square. So you may notice that you have had to and may still have to at this time be tending to things to help someone in your life. You know, being that grounded, practical rock for some people. And it could also be that someone in your life is holding that space for you. This is very much work and career and employment oriented. So if you're trying to do something there, get a new job, get a raise, start a new business, enhance a business, move for work, anything like that, you have extra great energy around that now. Since it's in a square, it could mean you've got to work a little harder to kind of stay focused and get yourself to do what you're supposed to do, because all of this other energy is really distracting. So the square doesn't have to be bad. It could just come in the form of you have to knuckle down and, you know, just like do what has to be done where as it relates to work or career or showing up for somebody. If you're retired, all of this can be all of the other things I talked about besides employment, plus passion projects. You know, just it's basically what you do out in the world, whether you make money for it or not. And since it is accentuating that ascendant space, you know, this again has to do with your image and how you see yourself and redefining yourself with the opportunities that come to you with people helping you and you helping them. So that brief moment where we have calm Taurus grounded energy passes, then Venus will get into Gemini, the Sun will get into Gemini, Mercury will get into Gemini, and Jupiter will get into Gemini, and that will fill this 11th house. That will go into an air sign, which is much better for Leo than the Taurus energies. It flows more naturally, and this will make you very social, very much in the energy of networks, very much thinking about how you can bring your work and expand your reach through social media or social interactions. This will definitely give you the option to work with groups, community projects, things like that. And it is in the short term because of the of Venus and Mercury and the Sun. These quicker moving planets will zip right through. But Jupiter will be there from May of 2024 until June of 2025. And that's in the whole house chart. In the Placidus chart, the later you are in the Leo spectrum, the longer past June, that energy will actually linger there. If you're trying to get your business online, if you're trying to get a community project going or something that's, you know, good for all, kind of like the Aquarian idea of something that's good for everyone, you know, all of these projects can work very well over the next year. It can also be an especially good time for friendships. You know, building friendships, building groups, finding your tribe, finding people that speak your language. And so that's in the short term. And that's also for this, you know, whole next until June of 2025. As I stated, these Gemini planets make a nice angle for you. It's a 60 degree angle. So you can see there is just a massive amount of enhancement to your physicality, to your purpose, to what you're bringing, to your physical body, to your image, to how people see you. Between all the Aries placements and all these Gemini placements, they're all kicking right back to that point in your chart. So if you're having to redo something physically or rebuild or regenerate something physically or image-wise, this is a fantastic time for that. Let's talk about some dates. May 7th, the days around May 7th is the new moon in Taurus. All of that energy in your work, career, you know, father sector, place out in the world sector will be further enhanced by having the new moon at 18 degrees of Taurus. Okay, so in the days around that time, it's great for setting intentions for financial growth and stability. It's great for focusing on new ways to enhance your income or to manage your resources more effectively. It's perfect for beginning a self-care regimen that can ground you into your physical body and redo your relationship with your body. I have a hope that I can help as many people as possible to view themselves and, you know, yourself and your physical body as a temple for God stuff, God essence. And that we are a walking temple of the divine energy. And the more we can treat our bodies that way, I think the better the world will be and the better we'll feel and the better we'll live in our highest expression. So this is a great time to begin those type of regimens that will be good for that. And it's also a great time to plant the seeds for long-term goals or short-term goals. You know, moons have a cycle of 27 to 28 days, or it could be 13 moons. So, you know, anything you do around moon time can carry different layers of time frame influence. The days around May 21st, we've got the Sagittarius full moon. So again, fire, more ninth house energy, because ninth house is ruled by Sagittarius. But for Leo, Sagittarius shows up in the fifth house, which is the Leo house. So this is just, you know, fire energy weaving back and forth. So this is fullness, completion, fruition, drama, for better or worse, on learning, education, planning your next big adventure, studying, teaching, positive perspectives, creative solutions. And this is also in the house of hobbies, creativity, people seeing you in your work and enhancing that energy of fame and fulfillment and fortune. This is another one of those layers that I talked about that can lead to that, and very sizzling, I might add, right? Because of the fire. Now, all Leos can get the goodies, but those of you who are July born, you are more likely to get an even bigger kiss, but you're not left out of it if you're not July born. But, you know, those of you in there can get a bigger kiss the closer you are to around the 24th or so of July. Look out for some big news in the days around the 21st. And as I was saying before, the days like the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd of May, there's a series, including this full moon, of great aspects that if you have to do something important, you've got like this triad of transformation here to utilize, to like program in really good stuff into the birth chart of whatever you create at that time. All right, so we've got a few transits, the 13th, the 18th, and the 29th, where the Sun and then Venus and then Mercury will each cross the path of the planet Uranus in Taurus. All of this is happening in your work, career, space out in the world. And, Uranus there. And so that could bring jostling news, jostling information. It could be good jostling. It could be like, whoa, somebody in your life has caused you to have a bunch of money or just got you a great job, you know? Or it could be sudden upsets that have to do with anything, really. So just kind of be extra aware and guard yourself more carefully at that time, because it increases the odds of sudden jostling, which presence and awareness could possibly protect you from. And then we have two of the luckiest days of the year are happening this month. So that is when the Sun and then Venus cross over the path of Jupiter. Jupiter the Great Expander, Jupiter the Protector, Jupiter the Great Benefic, Jupiter that protects us, including the Earth, all the planets between the Sun and Jupiter, protects us from the outer planets coming and crashing in and destroying us. Yes, Jupiter, that protector. Venus, love, beauty, money coming together. And the Sun, the 18th and the 23rd. So put stars on your calendar for those dates. And this feeds into that May 21st, 22nd, 23rd grouping that I was telling you about that I love so much. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month.